Women in Pakistan are facing a problem that's an unfortunate side effect of having a cell phone. Unwanted text messages from men they don't know. It's become something of a national phenomenon. Some women are lighthearted about the matter, but as Binish Ahmed reports, these so-called friendship texts can have serious consequences in conservative Pakistan.
Manoor Ali was excited when she first got a cell phone a few years ago. But then it started. The constant ding, ding, ding of text messages coming from strange numbers.
I want to be your friend and I found your number there. It was a very serious problem.
Ali says the text messages said mostly the same things. Some declared, I want to be your friend. Others called her beautiful. She didn't like the idea of men barging into her private life, even if it was over the phone. So when Ali began getting these texts at all hours, her father suggested she change her number. She did, but the texting didn't stop. It's an experience common to many women in Pakistan. Wagma Sershar, a classmate of Ali's, says friendship texts are more than just annoying. The 17-year-old says parents might assume that the texts mean the girls are involved with unknown men. Pakistan is a conservative country, where dating is largely considered unacceptable. Most delete these friendship texts, but Sershar says a few key phrases can strike the right notes with some women. These pickup lines propose commitment, even marriage, right from the get-go. Things like,
I really liked you, I'm a sincere guy, and I want to make a long relationship with you. I would then talk to my mother, and the girls are like, OMG.
How do men get women's numbers in the first place? I asked Osama Khilji of Bolopi, an organization that promotes internet freedom and privacy. He says that shopkeepers who sell SIM cards and top up prepaid phones share women's numbers for some extra cash or even just for fun.
From what I understand, I think it's just, you know, desperate people getting to know that, oh, this number belongs to a female and let's just call them and see if they'll become my friend. And then, you know, just thinking, oh, it's a girl, let's try my luck.
I don't know what could be the theory behind it. That's how men are, right?
At least a lot of men in Pakistan, says Nigat Dad. She heads the Digital Rights Foundation here, a kind of technological civil rights organization. Dad recently came out with a song called Take Back the Tech that gives women advice at combating the all-too-common menace of digital harassment. That tells women to fight back. She does this herself by blocking the strangers' numbers that send her harassing texts. Before I followed suit, I thought I'd try to reason with the guy who sent a romantic poem to my phone the other day. This mystery texter compared his all-weather love for me to the seasons. Thing is, I had no idea who he was, so I thought I'd call him up to see if this SMS poet might be eloquent enough to explain himself.
The subscriber you dialed is busy at the moment. Please call back later.
But he doesn't answer. I call him a few times a day, for a few days straight. I guess he's just too busy writing me love poems to actually talk to me. For The World, I'm Binish Ahmed, Islamabad.